The editor of the only independent daily newspaper in Zimbabwe has been arrested over a story the newspaper published. The report alleged that police vehicles were used during the latest wave of looting of white-owned farms in the northern district of Chinoye. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Chinoye.
Pamela Johnson and her retired husband Michael came to visit their daughter here last week and immediately found themselves caught up in the latest round of violence touched off by President Mugabe's land reform program. Pamela Johnson recalls what started as an ordinary shopping trip in Chinoye.
And we heard someone sort of yelling. What they were yelling, I have no idea. They surrounded my husband and started beating him. And I said, we're not even from here. I said, we're visitors. I said, we're from Botswana. And having said that, they laid off my husband.
Michael Johnson was bloodied and bruised, but the two managed to return to their daughter's home outside town. The Johnsons were just two of 20 whites attacked on the streets of Chinoye. One man had his ribs broken, another was stabbed. One woman was knocked unconscious in the town supermarket. For several days, authorities advised whites to stay out of town. Hundreds of whites went into hiding or fled the area. David Rockingham Gill, a spokesman for the Commercial Farmers Union in Chinoye, said the farmers are literally running for their lives.
I'm telling you, life and liberty is at stake here. We have to do whatever we can to survive, live through the next day.
Government spokesmen insist the violence in Chinoye is random and was sparked by an attack by white farmers on a group of black squatters. 22 white farmers were arrested after that incident. All of them have been denied bail. Officials say the farmers provoked the incident in the hopes of generating international sympathy. But many here, including opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, believe the violence in Chinoye is part of a deliberate plan by President Mugabe's government. Tsvangirai believes Mugabe wants to force white commercial farmers off the land even sooner than would happen under a land redistribution plan that targets virtually all white-owned farmland. Tsvangirai says Mugabe needs to have blacks on the resettled land as soon as possible to bolster the president's bid for re-election early next year.
So the strategy really, as I read it, is get the whites off by whatever means, get blacks on those farms. If they don't get people, some people, on the farms in September and October, the rains will be with us. And it means that they will miss this planting season, November.
At a ceremony honoring the 50,000 Zimbabweans killed in the war against the white minority government of Rhodesia, President Mugabe blamed the white farmers for the violence in Chinoye and warned them to desist. Mugabe also vowed to pursue the land reform program despite the threat of international sanctions over the government's refusal to compensate the white farmers.
We will proceed with current land reform with or without sanctions. Let that position be known here and abroad. And let the commercial farmers tell that to their constituency.
The violence in Chinoye has tapered off over the past 2 days after police reinforcements were dispatched to the area. But for many of the white farmers here, the government's response has come too late. Before the latest violence, many white farmers had vowed to hold on as long as possible in the hopes of at least getting some compensation from the government for their farms. But spokesmen for the farmers' union say many of the white farmers are now hastily making plans to quit their land and leave Zimbabwe. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Chinoye.
The impact of President Mugabe's land policies is reaching well beyond Zimbabwe. Relations with Britain have suffered. Mr. Mugabe says the former colonial occupier should pay compensation for the land the state is seizing. Britain refuses to discuss any agreement amid the current violence. Zimbabwe has asked Nigeria to host negotiations between Britain and Zimbabwe next month, and Nigeria has agreed.